It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council area with General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you very much.
That's the way. So just having a look at our subjects for today, let's start with the Scone CBD Revitalisation Community Consultation.
Sure, it's a pretty exciting project. We've been working towards the CBD revitalisation for quite some time now, but we're actually at the stage now where we're seeking the community's input into three different designs.
Right.
We've been working with the main users of the main street, you know, the business owners and the people who have businesses along that stretch, to understand the type of features they want. And there's been a bit of a mixture, I guess, of a combination of traffic controls and also parking arrangements, as well as wider footpaths. So trying to mix all of those three components into a single design means that sometimes you end up sacrificing one to get the other. So we've come up with three designs that give a bit of a mix between increasing traffic flow through the CBD, or alternatively limiting some of the traffic flow and providing additional parking. So we're keen to get an idea of what various users of the main street now prefer.
Greg, any chance anyone's going to incorporate a huge horse standing astride Kelly Street to salute the horse and the amount of effect that it has on the Scone district, or am I getting away from myself there?
Look, there will be a horse theme, no doubt, and we'll even be looking at some horse street art. But a giant horse right in the centre probably is a little bit of a stretch.
All right. Have you got an update on the netball court upgrades at the Bill Rose Sport Complex?
Yes, I do. Council has awarded the first of a couple of contracts to get those netball courts up and running. The first has been to KCE, and they're doing the groundwork and the asphalting. That's going to be finished probably by early March. We need to then let that asphalt just mature for a couple of weeks before doing the line marking.
Yep.
But that line marking can then commence just after that. So within a couple of months, that work will be completed.
Excellent. The 10-year waste strategy development.
Yeah, look, we're looking for community participation in giving us some ideas about the type of waste people are generating and the type of way we should be heading into the future with waste. As you know, it's a big issue for all of New South Wales. How do we deal with our waste? How do we ensure that we minimise landfill and maximise recycling is one of the main strategies. But to help us, we've engaged a research company called Iris. They'll be doing a bit of a telephone survey. They'll be ringing people up across the whole of the local government area and asking their opinion. So if people do get a call from Iris, don't hang up. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're just trying to understand what it is you're looking for in waste going forward, and it'll give us a bit of a feel for what the community's needs are as we develop this 10-year strategy.
Something that we're all looking forward to, and I'll tell you, every person I speak to recently are really excited about those jet fighters that are coming to the Warbirds. That event's not too far away.
The first of them is coming up on Saturday, the February 20th. So there's going to be a barbecue breakfast on that morning. It's going to be a fairly early start because that fighter's coming in on the back of a truck about 6 a.m. So we'd ask anyone who wants to get there, you can come. We're happy for people to come out and have a look, but you'll need to book. So go to our Facebook page. There's process there to book your free tickets. But we'd love to have people out there and look at that, because it's going to be quite a sight of that jet fighter coming down the highway and into the airport on the back of a truck.
Yeah, I think regardless of the time of day, there'll be a lot of people to go and check that out. The Omerdale Bridge Works, what's happening there?
Look, we've just finished the works. We're just putting the final works that have been done to the approaches, but we're looking at an official opening now for the 27th of February. So we will let the community know of the final date. But at this stage, looking like an official opening on the 27th of February, that's just dependent on some of the official party being available on that day.
Yep.
As you know, it's been funded by the state government, so we're keen to be able to get the various ministers and members of parliament who may be interested in being part of that opening there on that day.
Oh, it's hard to keep them away when there's a ribbon to be cut.
That's right.
Last of all, is there an update on MR358?
Yes, so it's still closed. I spoke to Jess a couple of weeks ago when we first closed it. That's still the case. Obviously, we've still got some geotech work, and my engineers have been continuing to go over on a daily basis and monitor the road.
Yep.
We had some good feedback last week from Douglas Partners, who are our geotech people, who believe there might be a solution that we could open early. But I'm probably not at a stage to be able to give an idea of when that would be. We're still waiting for their final report. In the meantime, we've been getting a few inquiries, and we're just seeing if we can get some of the various experts in the field, like Douglas Partners and GHD, who are our newly engaged designers.
Yeah.
If we can get them to a community meeting over in Merriwar in the next couple of weeks, we're trying to get that coordinated. So anyone who is affected by that, we'll be contacting and letting them know, and hopefully they can come over and have all their answers questioned at a community meeting.
Well, you'll keep us up to date with that as time progresses.
We will let you know.
Yep. Upper Hunter Shire Council General Manager Greg McDonald, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.